Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the contributions of convict men to the female factory.
The female factory was actually built by the male convicts. So the story of the female factory is as much a male story as it is a female story. Male convicts would be marched from the barracks in Macquarie Street down to Fleet Street. They would quarry the stone in Fleet Street from the quarry there and take it across the road, and they built the female factory before the girls moved in. They had rusticated blocks, and each convict had to do a certain amount a day. So he would mark it either with his sparrow picking, going diagonally one way or the other way, or up and down, or big holes or little holes, or even with crosses on them. And because of the way it was done, when the girls moved in, they found that the girls could use it as a ladder to climb out. And there were quite a few girls did that and escaped. So they got the male convicts to come in and shave them all back so that they were... Oh, well, first of all, they bevelled off the top edge of the blocks, and that was to stop the girls. Well, they had to get them back again third time to shave them all back, so that they were flat. And you can see on the stones that are still there where they've been shaved back. But they've also somehow or other left just one wall on the back of the hospital that has the beveled edge and the markings of the male convicts. Why that wall got left, I don't know, but I'm so grateful, because you can see the work of the men. The male convicts were also used to chop the wood, to bring the stones in for the third class to break up, and they also were used to clean out the privies. But the ones that were cleaning out the privies were bought from the jail in iron. And sometimes those privies had been overflowing for a week or so, and those poor men had to do that. So it wasn't just the females that had a hard time, it was the males also.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta female factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.